The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
There are times when I can't help but wonder what heaven will be like. The beauty of heaven is beyond our imagination. How can you and I begin to even imagine a world where the Lord will wipe away every tear from our eyes? A place where this thing called death will no longer exist. A place where there will be no sorrow, no anguish. A place where there will no longer be such a thing as crying or pain. It's hard to get your mind around heaven because it's very much the opposite of the reality that we face here on earth. We're familiar with pain here on earth. We're accustomed to tears here on earth. People cry when they're in pain. People cry when they receive bad news. But heaven, it's a place that has none of that. It's a new reality, a divine reality that's centered in and around the presence of God. And as glorious as heaven is, as wonderful a place as it is, it does also lead me to think about hell. To me, what makes hell such an awful place is the fact that you're separated from God. You're separated from the presence of Jesus Christ. You're away from His mercy, away from His love and His grace. You see, what makes hell such an awful place is not the fire. It's not the devil. But it's the fact that you're separated from God for all eternity. A lot of Christians, they have a hard time digesting the concept of hell. Oh, we can listen to messages about heaven all day long, but we don't want to hear about the reality of hell. Well, let me tell you what the Bible says in 2 Peter 3, verse 9. It says, "The Lord does not delay as though He were unable to act, and is not slow about His promise as some count slowness, but is extraordinarily patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." God does not wish for us to go to hell. He doesn't wish for us to be apart from Him for all eternity. No, He wishes for us to repent. Repent and turn away from sin and turn to Jesus Christ. The only way to heaven is Jesus Christ. Now, Mark 9, verse 43 says, "And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than with two hands to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire." The Bible is telling us that it would be better to remove that which causes you to sin than to go to hell. There are only two choices. It's either we choose Jesus Christ or we choose the devil. It's either we pick eternal life or eternal separation from God. And these decisions, they're made on a day-to-day basis. Whether you pray or not, you're making a decision. Whether you read and meditate on God's word or not, you're making a decision. Whether you help the poor, whether you witness, whether you tell an unbeliever about Christ or not, you are making a decision.
At the end of his life, the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Now I want you to notice how Paul looked forward with positive anticipation to the day when he would go and be with the Lord. As believers, we all need to have this same enthusiasm, this same fire that Paul had. It is a fire that knows there is a crown in heaven waiting for us when we run the good race. There is a reward for us in heaven once we've kept the faith. And knowing this should light a fire in us. Have you ever thought about where your life is heading? I'm not talking about fulfilling your dreams or desires. My question is, do you know where you will spend your eternity? It is easy to forget that this earth isn't our real home and that all of this will eventually fade away and come to an end. Yes, God created this earth and has placed us here to live a fulfilling and fruitful life in service to Him and to each other. But this is just the beginning of our service to Him. This world is simply a place where we can prepare ourselves before we go to live with Him in His kingdom for all eternity. That is His plan for all mankind. However, not all accept Him or even want to take part in His perfect plan. Some have chosen the road to destruction. The way we live our lives here on earth will determine where we spend our eternity. And God tells us, through His Word, how we can guarantee eternal life with Him. This life that we are now living demands so much from us. Different people and different circumstances demand our time, energy, effort, work, and attention. These demands keep us busy, and as a result, we are constantly responding to each one by dividing our attention between them. Some of these are essential and necessary for our survival, comfort, and well-being, while some are not necessary at all. In fact, they may be negatively affecting us and others around us, causing us stress, worry, and trouble. So much of what we do and how we think is because of the standards that humankind has set, and they are not in God's best interest nor pleasing to Him. Although we are in this world, we are not of this world and therefore should be living for God according to His standards and will. The Apostle Paul reminds us of this in Romans 12, verse 2, when he says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And again, he reminds us in Romans 14, verse 8, "For if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's."